Back we are. Back we are here at CITR, CITR Radio 101.9. Just heard a song by Valerie Gore from her brand new Idols in the Dark Heart. And we heard a song called With the Future. And then before that, a band that we played last week called A Sunny Day in Glasgow from their album See When Absent. This time around, we heard track number 10, Oh, I'm a Wrecker, What to Say to Crazy People. That was the name of the song. It is now about 12:15. No, it's not. It's about 12:17, 12:17-ish in the morning. Another brand new album by The Good in Everyone. This is their self-titled CD and recorded here in Vancouver. And we're going to listen to a song called Whiskey Jack.
Bye. trees, but I got idols everything to clear the way. Let what's there really show. Thank you.
You didn't have to go. You didn't have to add this to the mix. You let them use you good.
It's 12:30 in the morning, and we just heard two songs by Mozart's sister from their Being CD, and they're from Montreal. We heard A Salty Tear and A Move, and before that, The Good in Everyone, the name of the band, and a song called Whiskey Jack. You are listening to Oral Tentacles here on CITR. CITR Radio 101, 101.9. Well, tonight we're going to talk about 22 things that fell from the sky. Starting off with what happened on July 3rd, 1977, over the town of Devizes in England, where a great cloud of hay drifted over the town and fell to earth in handful-sized lumps. That's right, hay. Hay fell from the sky on July 3rd, 1977 in England. The sky was otherwise clear and cloudless with a slight breeze. The temperature was 26 degrees, or 79 degrees Fahrenheit. In late 1971, when yellow-colored globules fell over suburban Sydney, Australia, the Minister for Health, Mr. Jago, blamed it on the excreta of bees, bee poo, consisting mainly of undigested pollen. However, there were no reports of vast hordes of bees in the area and no explanation as to why they would choose to excrete en masse over Sydney. On May the 5th, 1786, after 6 months of drought, a strong east wind dropped a great quantity of black eggs. Black eggs fell from the sky on the city of Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and some of the eggs were preserved in water and hatched the next day. The beings inside shed several layers of skin, and they resembled tadpoles. On March the 3rd, 1876, in southern Bath country, the famous Kentucky meat shower took place. Mrs. Alan Crouch was in her yard making soap when pieces of fresh meat the size of large snowflakes began to fall from the cloudless sky. Two gentlemen who tasted it said that it was either mutton or venison. Scientists who examined the material found the first samples to be lung tissue from either a human infant or from a horse. Other later samples were identified as cartilage and striated muscle fibers. The local explanation was that a flock of buzzards had disgorged as a group while flying overhead. Number 5. A 3,902-pound stone fell from the sky. The largest meteorite fall in recorded history occurred on March the 8th, 1976, near the Chinese city of Jilin. Many of the 100 stones that were found weighed over 200 pounds. The largest, which landed in the Helpi commune, weighed over 3,902 pounds, over a ton and a half. It is by more than 1,000 pounds the largest stone meteorite ever recovered. We'll continue with more things that fell from the sky in a bit, but right now, back to the music we go here on the Oral Tentacles Show with a song done by the Bleachers from their Strange Desire CD. We heard a couple tracks from their disc last week. We're going to hear another one right now. This one features Yoko Ono. Oh no, it's Yoko Ono. And a song called I'm Ready to Move On, the Wild Heart Reprise. So here we go with Bleachers and Yoko Ono here on the Oral Tentacles Show on CITR Radio.
Really last night, and there's a sad way idea goes on, as a toe, a fire on, never changed, like crooked hearts. So put the shotgun back in the glove. Come on and wait another year for the chain for it to come on, to be brave.
Snow is falling all the time. Snow is smiling all the time. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready to move on.
They boarded up the windows and the doors to my house. No one will ever read the letters on the last atoll. Future, won't you lend a hand to pull me through?
I know you can hear my voice. Don't walk away. Come daydream with me in closed loops and future-proof cardboard to caviar. Let's show them how good we are. If you look after me, I'll look after you. Sonar, night vision, or desperate lovers seeking privacy for their forbidden. I am their defenseless host. Through my open wounds, they let themselves in.
Thank you.
CITR Radio 101.9. This is Oral Tentacles. My name is Pierre. We just heard Bleachers featuring Yoko Ono on a brand new song called The Wild Heart Reprise. And then two more songs by Imogene Heap. We heard a track by her last week. Two tracks by Imogene Heap from the Spark CD. We heard Lifeline and Neglected Space. Well, earlier tonight we talked about some things, five things that fell from the sky. I'm going to give you another five. On October the 8th, 1976, money fell from the sky. On October the 8th, 1976, a light plane buzzed the Piazza Venezia in Rome and dropped 500 lire, 1,000 lire, and 10,000 lire banknotes onto the happy people below. The Mad Bomber was never found. In 1969, soot fell from the sky. A fine blanket of soot landed on a Cranford Park on the edge of London's Heathrow Airport in 1969, greatly annoying the local park keepers. The official report of the Greater London Council said that the soot was composed of spores of a black microfungus found only in New Zealand. Interesting how it came all the way from New Zealand to England. Number 8 took place on April the 23rd, 1978, when a 25-pound chunk of green ice fell from the sky and landed with a roar and a cloud of smoke near an unused school building in Ripley, Tennessee. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, claimed that the green blob was frozen waste from a leaky airplane toilet. And these falling blobs of human waste are unfortunately quite common. And Denver, Colorado seems to be the center of such phenomena. At least two Denver families have had ice bombs crashed through their roofs. And then there's the story of the unfortunate Kentucky farmer who took a big lick of a flying popsicle before he discovered what it was. In late November 1977, 500 birds fell from the sky. About 500 dead and dying blackbirds and pigeons landed on the streets of San Luis Obispo, California, over a period of several hours in late November 1977. No local spring had occurred and no explanation was ever offered. Number 10. Fire. Fire fell from the sky. On the evening of May the 30th, 1869, the horrified citizens of Greifenberg, Germany, and neighboring villages witnessed a fall of fire, which was followed by a tremendous peal of thunder. People who were outside reported that the fire was different in form and color from common lightning. They said that they felt wrapped in fire and deprived of air for several seconds. So there you go with five more things that fell from the sky. We'll look at five more in a bit. But right now, music from Yell, and name of the album is called Complètement Fou, which translated from France means completely crazy. And we're going to listen to a song called Nuit de Baise Numéro 1, and then we're going to listen to a song called Toho. One oh 1.9 on your FM dial, this is CITR. 6 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. And we'll do a weather report just after one.
J'aime assez tout ton corps à la force de ma bouche. Le dessin de mes lèvres partira sous la douche. Quand le soleil se lève, il est temps qu'on se couche. Cette nuit de paix, je ne veux plus qu'on me touche. Centimètres carrés. En semant nos vêtements, on a tout renversé.
Prends ton mal en passion, c'est du passé.
Before it goes away, I can't go another day. I know what she's gonna say, just to make me go away. This is how it's gonna be. I'm not who I'm meant to be. Drinks and drinks and drinks and drinks. Then I gotta hold her head.
feds are closing in on me. Everybody knows it's me. What else can I do but hide? Asking me to settle down, wanting me to solve it now. I hope you know it's all a lie.
Well, we heard two songs by Yell and Nuit Abaisse Numéro 1 and Toho, and then we heard Dean Blunt from the latest album, Black Metal, and a song called Punk. And now it's time for the weather report. See what's happening weather-wise for the next 7 days ahead.
For the south coast of British Columbia, issued at 4 p.m. Thursday, November 20th, for tonight, Friday, and Friday night. Forecast for Metro Vancouver for tonight, a few showers ending early this evening, then cloudy. Rain beginning overnight. Temperatures steady near 8. For Friday, rain amount 10 to 20 millimeters. Wind southeast, 20 kilometers per hour, increasing to 40 to 60 in the morning. Temperatures steady near 9. For Friday night, rain ending late in the evening, then cloudy with 40% chance of showers. Amount 5 to 10 millimeters. Wind southeast, 40 to 60 kilometers per hour, becoming west 20 near midnight. Temperatures steady near 8. The outlook for Metro Vancouver for Saturday, cloudy with 40% chance of rain, high 9. For Sunday, rain, low 6, high 9. For Monday, showers, low 8, high 10. For Tuesday, rain, low plus 3, high 7. For Wednesday, rain, low 6, high 9. Normals for the period, low plus 2, high 8. At 0 a.m., Vancouver Airport, mostly cloudy, temperature 9, relative humidity 95%, wind east-northeast 13 kilometers per hour, barometric pressure 101.1 kilopascals and falling. Weather conditions at 0 a.m., Vancouver Harbor, temperature 9. Vancouver Airport, mostly cloudy, 9. West Vancouver upper levels, temperature 9. Pitt Meadows, temperature 8. White Rock, temperature 10. Abbotsford, light rain, 8. Agassiz, temperature 6. Hope, mist, 5. Bellingham, temperature 11. Victoria Airport, mist, 9. Victoria Harbor, not available. Nanaimo Airport, temperature 6. Whistler, not available. Powell River, temperature 9. Pemberton, temperature plus 2. Squamish, temperature 7.
There you go, this week's peek at the weather ahead. Well, so far tonight, we've talked about things that have fallen from the sky. We've talked about hay that's fallen from the sky. Golden rain, black eggs, meat, a 3,902-pound stone, money, soot, human waste, and 500 birds, as well as fire. But other things have fallen from the sky, like blobs, white fibrous blobs of white material up to 20 feet in length, that fell from the sky over the San Francisco Bay Area in California on October the 11th, 1977. Pilots in San Jose encountered them as high as 4,000 feet. Migrating spiders were blamed, although no spiders were recovered. Luminous green snow fell from the sky. In April 1953, glowing green snow was encountered near Mount Shasta, California. Mr. and Mrs. Milton Moyer reported that their hands itched after touching it, and that a blistering, itching rash formed on their hands, arms, and faces. The Atomic Energy Commission denied any connection between the snow and recent A-bomb tests in nearby Nevada. Mysterious documents fell from the sky. The July 25, 1973 edition of the Albany, New York Times Union reported the unusual case of Bob Hill. Bob Hill was the owner of the radio station WHRL of North Greenbush, New York, and he was out taking the station garbage at 4:15 p.m. when he noticed twirling specks falling from a distance higher than the station's 300-foot transmitter. He followed two of the white objects until they landed in a hayfield. The objects turned out to be two sets of formulas and accompanying graphs, which apparently explained normalized extinction and the incomplete Davis-Greenstein orientation, unquote. No explanation has ever been made public. Interesting. Mysterious documents falling from the sky, and not only that, but the owner of the radio station has to take out the station garbage. So all sorts of things have fallen from the sky, including beans. That's right. Rancher Salvador Tengio of Brazil reported a rain of beans on his property in Paraba State in early 1971. Local agricultural authorities speculated that a storm had swept up a pile of beans in West Africa and dropped them in northeastern Brazil. Targino boiled some of the beans but said that the beans were too tough to eat. And in 1940, silver coins fell from the sky. Several thousand rubles worth of silver coin fell on the Gorky region of the USSR on June 17, 1940. The official explanation was that a landslide had uncovered a hidden treasure, which was picked up by a tornado, which dropped it on Gorky. No explanation was given for the fact that the coins were not accompanied by any debris. So there you go, silver coins, beans, mysterious documents, luminous green snow, white fibrous blobs, fire, birds, human waste, soot, money, big stones, meat, black eggs, golden rain, and hay all falling from the sky. Which means the next time you go outside, wear a hat. You don't know what's going to come down. We'll have more things that fell from the sky. We promised you 22 of them, so we've done 15 so far. Back to the music we go with Caribou. Caribou's got a latest album called Our Love, and it's got some cool stuff on it. Like the next track that we're going to hear, a track called Silver, here on normally the all-night show, but tonight is once again a mini show here on Oral Tentacles. So enough chatter, let's play music.
Yeah. show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
It could be global trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
World of Warps, Fate of Brambles, and Death of Dragons, and Wagon.
God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Everybody dance. Everybody dance now. Everybody dance. Okay, you don't have to dance. You can just listen. All I Ever Need was the name of the last song, and that was done by Caribou. And Silver was the song before that, and that was done by Caribou. Both songs from the Our Love CD, which is brand new. Also brand new, coming up, a song by T. Nile from the Tingle and Sparkle self-released CD. But first, we're going to tell you about more objects that fell from the sky. Like mushroom-shaped things that fell from the sky. On July 30th, 1963, traffic at the Mexico City airport was halted temporarily when thousands of grayish mushroom-shaped things floated to the ground out of a cloudless sky. Hundreds of witnesses described these objects variously as giant cobwebs, balls of cotton, or foam, and they disintegrated rapidly after falling, after landing. Other things that have fallen from the sky include toads. Falls from the sky of frogs and toads, although not everyday occurrences, are actually quite common, and they have been reported in almost every part of the world. So the next time you see frogs or toads falling from the sky, no, it's not raining cats and dogs, it's raining frogs and toads. One of the most famous toad falls happened in the summer of 1794 in the village of Lalain, France. A very hot afternoon was broken suddenly by such an intense downpour of rain that 150 soldiers who were then fighting the Austrians were forced to abandon the trench in which they were hiding to avoid being submerged. In the middle of the storm, which lasted for 30 minutes, tiny toads, mostly in the tadpole stage, began to fall from the sky and land on the ground and jump about in all directions. When the rain let up, many soldiers discovered toads in the folds of their three-cornered hats. Number 18. Oak leaves.
In late October 1889, a Mr. Wright of the parish of Penpont, Dumfries in Scotland, was startled by the appearance of what at first seemed to be a flock of birds, which began falling to the ground. Running toward them, he discovered that the objects were oak leaves, which eventually covered an area 1 mile wide and 2 miles long. The nearest clump of oak trees, however, was 8 miles away, and no other kinds of leaf fell. Just before sunset, in August 1897, an immense number of small, blood-colored clouds filled the sky in Macerata, Italy. About an hour later, storm clouds burst and small seeds rained from the sky, covering the ground to a depth of half an inch. Many of the seeds had already begun to germinate, and all of them were from the Judas tree, which is found predominantly in the Middle East and in Asia, quite a ways away from Italy. There is no accompanying debris, just the seeds. Judas tree seeds that fell from the sky in 1897. Fish have been known to fall from the sky. And in February 1974, about 150 perch-like silverfish dropped from the sky during a tropical storm near Killamey Station in Australia's Northern Territory. Fish falls are common enough that an official explanation has been developed to cover most of them. They're not that rare. It's theorized that whirlwinds create a waterspout effect, which suck up water and fish, carrying them for great distances and then dropping them somewhere else. In February 1965, ice chunks fell from the sky, and a 50-pound mass of ice plunged through the roof of the Phillips Petroleum Plant in Wood Cross, Utah. In his book, Strangest of All, Frank Edwards reports the case of a carpenter working on a roof in Kempten, near Dusseldorf, Germany, who was struck and killed in 1951 by an icicle that was 6 feet long and 6 inches around, which fell from the sky. And then there's always falling space junk. Like in September 1962, a metal object about 6 inches in diameter and weighing 21 pounds crashed into a street intersection in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, and it burrowed several inches into the ground. The object was later identified as part of Sputnik 4, which had been launched by the USSR on May the 15th, 1960. Since 1959, more than 6,000 parts of spacecraft have fallen out of orbit, and many of them have reached the surface of the Earth. On July 11th, 1979, Skylab, the 77-ton U.S. space station, fell out of orbit over the South Indian Ocean and Western Australia. The largest piece of debris to reach land was a 1-ton fuel tank. So yeah, things can fall from the sky. As we discovered, hay, golden rain, black eggs, meat, big stones, money, soot, human waste, dead birds, fire, white fibrous blobs, luminous green snow, mysterious documents, beans, silver coins, mushroom-shaped things, toads, oak leaves, Judas tree seeds, fish, ice chunks, and space junk are just some of the many things that have landed on the ground and on people. Helicopters have also landed on people and fallen from the sky. And if you're ever near the beach, you might see falling clams falling from the sky, and that's usually from seagulls that drop them onto the pavements of parking lots or onto cars so that they can break them open and eat the insides. So yeah, next time you're outside, wear a big hat. It's almost 1:30 in the morning, and it's a mini show tonight, and I've got to go home and get some sleep and get up at 6 in the morning, which is not that far away considering the fact that I've still got to put everything away and still have to go home, and I don't think I'm going to get much sleep tonight. So let's jump right back into the music, seeing as how it's a mini show, and I'll promise you some music by T. Nile from the Tingle and Sparkle CD. We're going to listen to a track called Running here on Oral Tentacles. Enjoy. Brand new.
Running away from right now, right now. riding through these streets. I'm strapped up with my Nina, so I'm worried about nothing.
I don't worry about nothing.
I'm worried about nothing.
I don't worry about nothing.
See, I'm worried about nothing. Lady, don't go. I think it's time you should know. It's not the way things should go.
CITR. CITR Radio 101.9. The song goes on forever. It's a song called Forever, and there's still over 8 minutes left in the song. It's a total length of 12 minutes and 56 seconds. And we don't have time to listen to it because I got to get out of here. And before that, a song called Molly and Aquafina, and both done by Dean Blunt. And before that, T. Nile, a song called Running. And there you go. You have been listening to Oral Tentacles on CITR Radio 101.9. As said, I have to get up very early this morning, so I'm going to hopefully get a couple hours sleep before I go to physio tomorrow morning. All day physio. Just so much fun. So I'll be back, I believe, next Thursday night at 12 o'clock midnight. Take care and have yourselves an absolutely wonderful week. And we'll see you next week. I'm going to leave you with Robo DJ here on CITR 101.9. Good night.